Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2017. And with me today, I have Jeff Butts. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Kelly Gumont, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, Jeff. How about you?
I think I'm going to live. Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network product. On a side note, I got comments from a couple people yesterday saying that you're buying Eeros, and that's awesome because I really love mine. So we can start our own little Eero fan club. Yay. Anyhow, yesterday I got kind of inspired with a topic, and Kelly, this stemmed from the conversation that you and John Martellaro and I had that started with Transmit and then led into a nostalgia trip for apps we used to use.
Yeah.
So where that took me for today is, what apps are we using that are alternatives to the default apps Apple gives us? And what I mean specifically, in case that came out in a convoluted way, Apple gives us apps like Mail, Calendar, Safari, and Reminders, right? Mm. What third-party apps do we use in place of those? So I'm thinking that we should start off with Mail, because that's something that we're probably all using every day, different email applications.
Yeah. Yep.
And just so you know, I'm keeping this kind of broad, so we can talk about Mac and iOS apps.
Okay.
And Jeff, do you have something that you like?
I happen to use the same app for both Mac and iOS.
Uh-huh.
And that is an app called Newton.
Newton. Okay. Tell me about Newton.
Newton's a free app to download.
Okay.
There are certain features that get hidden if you don't pay a subscription.
Okay. Are they showstopper features?
They are.
Okay.
Well, they're not showstopper, as in you won't be able to use the app without them.
Okay. So what? Let's start with, what can't you do?
You cannot encrypt email at all with the app at all.
For me, a showstopper. For some people, not a big deal. Okay.
Okay. Now, that even with the paid option, you can't encrypt email. When I need to send something encrypted, I switch over to another app.
Okay.
What you can do right out of the box without paying and during the free trial is send and receive email, just like you do with Mail. Okay. All of the features that are in Mail are there. You don't have to pay for. It's the extra features that make it really nice. Like email, snoozing emails. If you want to follow up on an email in 2 hours or tomorrow or a custom time, you can do that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's a good one.
Getting red receipts.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
I used to use Yesware, which was a plugin for Chrome. And it was a pain because I had to use Chrome and Gmail in order to send email and have them tracked. Don't have to do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's nice, because otherwise it's a total pain in the butt.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, it's a simple design, but it's a beautiful design. One thing that I like that Brian Chaffin would absolutely hate is if you have, when you sign up for the account with Newton, it saves your selected email accounts in their cloud on your account server.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Brian would have a
conniption. Yeah.
A conniption. I love that.
Brian's eyelid is twitching right now just because we are discussing it, and he's not sure why.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, yeah. He doesn't know what's going on, but he knows there's something happening, and it's bothering him.
Yeah. He doesn't know what's up, but he knows he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get that a lot.
But, hey, you know, it can be a nice feature for installing on multiple devices.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said Mac and iOS both.
Yep, Mac and iOS both. They have a Windows version in beta. And that's it for now, I think. I don't think they're planning an Android version at this point.
Okay. Kelly, do you have a male alternative you like?
Well, yes and no. Okay. I do have male alternatives, and I like them with varying degrees of liking.
Okay.
That didn't come out so great. But on my Mac, I use MailMate, which I really like. I haven't found anything on iOS that makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. I'm currently alternating between Spark and Airmail, and mm-hmm. I have literally, as of Tuesday, installed Spark on my laptop. There's a Mac version and an iOS version, and I installed the Mac version so that I could use it for a separate email account, so that because I have a lot of email addresses and I sort of process all of them in different ways depending what they are. Mm-hmm. So I found it easier for me to sort of compartmentalize. It's easier to have two apps than it is for me to try and shift gears within one app for how I want to do all of my email work. Mm-hmm. So I installed Spark. I'm using that on the Mac and I really like it so far. And but mostly like I spend the bulk of my time in MailMate, which I really like for a couple of reasons. And one of those is that it doesn't randomly have a cow about an email message I'm trying to send the way Mail does to me. Mm-hmm. And Mail has done this to me for years. So I don't. So it's not new. It's not like, oh, there's this one crazy message that I try to send, you know, twice a year and it fails every time. It's not like that. It's done this to me forever and ever. And also every once in a while, mail decides something for me and I don't like that. So, one of the things that I like about MailMate is that it has super customizable smart folders. It's got a lot more options than the smart folder setup that you can have within the Mail app itself.
So more Mac like Mail. What Eudora used to give us?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really great in that way. And the other thing I like about it in a weird way is that it's not pretty. It's not a whole bunch of UI design and it's not a whole bunch of like smooth rounded edges and brush metal and all that. Like it also, I think it's probably because it reminds me of Eudora, which mm-hmm. was never the prettiest app, but was always one of the most functional ones I ever used.
Yes.
So, I think that's another thing I like about MailMate. I also like that it allows me, since for the most part, I'm not sending fancily formatted messages, it lets me just send a message and it types it in plain text so I can see it and I know what's going on and it's really easy to use. So I like it for a truckload of reasons. And on my iPhone, there is no MailMate for iPhone, but like I said, I've been using Spark and I like Spark a lot. I did not at first. It's one of those things like autocorrect. The more you use it, the more it figures out your deal and adapts to you. And so it's a little nicer to use. So at first it was kind of rough, but now I like it.
All right. And I'm not using an alternative mail app yet, but it's because I keep trying things and finding limitations that are showstoppers for me. But just by chance, I mean, seriously, it was just by chance, hadn't decided topics yet today. I downloaded Spark on my Mac and my iPhone this morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start playing with Spark again, because from what I hear, Spark may be at a point now where it becomes a true mail replacement for me.
And I think that that's entirely possible for a number of reasons. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be rough around the edges at first because it has no idea for like smart inboxing and stuff. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I'll report back and let everyone know what I think. And hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Eero. And I've been talking about Eero all week. And hey, oh my God, people, you've been buying them and using the TDO code for the free overnight shipping. That is so cool. You're going to love your Eero setup. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, well, Eero, what they've done is they've made this Wi-Fi mesh system that is wonderfully easy to set up. So this becomes a replacement for your Airport Extreme base station or whatever other system you like to use. And so you get the primary base station. It comes with two of the Eero isn't that awesome when I just suddenly blank on a word?
That is fantastic.
The beacon, Euro beacon.
Okay.
Wow. Anyhow, it's don't let the fact that I'm incapable of remembering words in English or any other language make you think that I don't like this, because holy crap, I am so happy to have.
That's what it is. It's so awesome. You are speechless.
There we go. Yeah, it's so easy to set up. So easy to set up. You just download an app to your iPhone, and it handles the whole setup for you. It's easy to do. Like, let's say you just want to set up the primary base station piece and see how it works, which seems kind of weird. You want to set up at least one beacon with it. So let's say you do that. You set up the base station and one beacon. And then a week or two later, you decide, yeah, I want to extend this a little farther, so I'm going to set up the other beacon. You don't have to start over. You just go into the app and say, I'm going to add another beacon. And it says, plug that in. Let's roll. And it's done. It just does the whole thing itself. I love that you don't even have to think about software updates, because your Eero will manage that for you. So in the background, when it's not going to be a problem for anything you're doing, it will just automatically download its own updates and install those. And it's great. I mean, every now and then I'll hear there's been an update. So I'll go and look in the app and think, oh, I guess I better make sure it's installed. It is every single time. So it's fantastic. I absolutely love my Eero system. I love that my network is passing data more efficiently now. I don't have these weird buffering issues with my Apple TV like I used to. It's fracking awesome. So go get an Eero system, because they're really, really good. Head over to the Eero website, Eero.com, Eero.com, and then pick out the Eero setup that you want. I have the one that has the primary base station and then the two beacons with it. And I'm using the whole thing and love it. When you get to the checkout, choose overnight shipping. And when you do that, use the promo code TDO, and your overnight shipping will be free. So you can order today and have your Eero tomorrow, and you're going to be really glad you have it. So go get yours, Eero.com, and use the code TDO when you choose your shipping at checkout and get it shipped overnight. Thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor. Okay, so we can hop into another app. Let's talk about Calendar. That seems to be another app we all use a lot. Do you guys have a favorite alternative to the Calendar app?
I do, and it's fantastic, Al. It makes me so happy. It was, and part of it is I got in on it very early, mm-hmm. and it was a revelation to have a calendar app where I could go to the event spot and I could type in lunch with Jeff's on Friday at noon. And it figured out what I meant by that and filled in all the stuff for me. And it wasn't one of those Outlook looking forms where you have to put in the name and, you know, a name and a time zone and a location and all these things. Yep. And it just did it all for you. And not only does it do it all for you, but it puts it, if you leave it in the menu bar on your Mac, it leaves the date, the day and the date up there for you as part of the menu bar icon. So you always know what day it is and the date, which is sometimes helpful depending, you know, and also mm-hmm. control space. You hit control space, you type in your appointment, you hit return, and fantastic, Al takes care of the rest.
Are you kidding me?
It's so great.
How did I not know about this? So everyone, my pick is Fantastic Al on Mac and iOS as well. How did I not know about control space? Seriously.
I don't know. I wish I knew you didn't know that, and I would have told you about that years ago. It is equally lovely on the phone. You can do the same sort of typing, and it does the same natural language parsing that that you can used to sort out really easily. It takes dictation, so I can hit the microphone button on the keyboard and I can say lunch with Jeff's on Friday at noon, and it works it out. It's super easy to use, and one of the things I love about the phone version is that when you go to add a location, you can do a search of like map items basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then put in where that is. So, you know, maybe it's not a place that I have in my contacts on my phone, but I can do a search for, you know, whatever place it is that we're going to have lunch on Friday, and it will find it for me. And, you know, if we're going to go to Kim Jong Grillin, you know, I can put that in and it will go, hey, it's in this particular spot. That's a real place that exists in Portland, by the way, Kim Jong Grillin. So, you know, and then you can tap on the map and it'll be like, it's going to take you 20 minutes to get there. And then, so I have all that information already. And particularly if it's someplace I'm unfamiliar with or someplace I need to go where traffic can be in flux, it's really nice to have that option, to have that location built into my reminder. And then I can just tap on it. Or if it's a phone call.
The Mac version does it now too.
Yes. Or if there's a phone call, I can add the phone number for that person as part of the reminder. And when the reminder pops up, it'll be like, hey, here's Jeff's phone number. You should call him. And it just makes a point. It smooths all of the rough edges off of keeping those appointments. And it works with all kinds of calendars. You can sync more than one calendar at a time. You can adjust when you like your reminders to happen. It's super duper flexible.
Speaking yes. of supporting multiple calendars, mm-hmm. did you know that when you're entering an event into Fantastical, if you do / and then the account name for that calendar, it will automatically put it on that calendar?
Yes.
It's so great.
Yes. I use that all the time. And it's smart. I only have to type like the first two or three letters and it knows which calendar I'm putting it in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jeff, do you have an app other than Fantastical that you're using?
Not really. I use Fantastical sometimes on my Mac because on my Mac, for me to activate Fantastical, it's Control Option Space. But I have a power pack in Alfred that I can just add things to Fantastical straight from Alfred.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go with our pick across the board for a calendar alternative.
It's Fantastical.
Yeah. Okay. So we only have a couple minutes left. Which would you guys prefer to talk about? Safari or Reminders? And if you don't pick one fast, I'm picking
I'm
going
to say Reminders because I use Safari for most things. It's hard to get away from it.
Okay. Then
in a lot of ways,
we'll go
particularly
with
on the phone.
What's your Reminders replacement? Jeff?
OmniFocus.
Mine too.
OmniFocus all the way, because it does so much more than just reminders. I can do projects. Mm-hmm. I can email things into OmniFocus.
Yes, there's a Clipitron 3000, so you can just highlight something and do whatever your keyboard combination is, and it just goes right into OmniFocus.
Yeah,
I'm a hardcore OmniFocus fan too. I'm not a getting things done system fan, and which is what turns a lot of people away from OmniFocus, I think,
because
they're like, oh, it's a GTD thing. No, it supports GTD. I am so not GTD, and I love this app.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It's one of my go-tos. I can't live without it. Kelly, do you have something?
I do. I like OmniFocus and I do use OmniFocus, but for a one-off sort of a thing, you know, I have to check on that thing in an hour, or I need to, you know, at 2:00, I need to make a phone call, you know, whatever it is. Like if it's a one-off thing that's not contributing to some sort of project or whatever that I'm actually working on in OmniFocus, usually I will use Apple Reminders because I have an Apple Watch. And so I can pick up my arm and tell my watch, hey, I need to do this at 2:00. And the reminder comes back to me right on my arm. Hey, you said you needed to do this. So I use a combination of that and an app called Do on my phone, D-U-E. And the reason I love that is because it is essentially toddler mode for reminders. Oh. It will literally go off at you every 60 seconds. It's like an Adobe installer. Hey, 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 hey. And then finally you go, what? And it's like, you needed to know to do this. And sometimes I need that. And so for persistent reminders, for something that I really need to make sure I do get done and do not ignore, that's what I use, is the Do app for that.
And Do, that's iOS only?
Yeah.
Okay.
If there is a Mac version, I don't use it. I just use the phone version because like my phone is wherever I am for the most part. And I'm not always in front of my computer. So I use my phone and let my phone go off at me every 60 seconds until I get it done.
Yeah. No, I get that. All right. So this is interesting because I'm looking at the apps that we've all mentioned, and when it came to mail, we were kind of across the board.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to calendars and reminders, we were nearly in lockstep down mm-hmm. the line. Yeah. And I just find it very interesting that to this day, the whole email space is still a hot mess with people trying to find just the right app for them. But other parts of the Apple ecosystem, we've really been able to nail down what we like.
It's funny you say a mess, but I think it's just because everybody uses email so differently. So people set out to develop email that works for them. So now, to be fair, apps in general can be kind of a disaster area when it comes to, you know, everybody thinks they've got the right mail app for everybody. And, you know, there's no right mail app for everyone.
There's no right mail app for everyone. No,
I absolutely agree.
And I didn't even mention the one that I've been trying out that I'm trying to like mm-hmm. because it does support encryption. But under iOS 11 beta right now, it's a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Which one?
Canary.
Oh, Canary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get all of my notifications for the past hour all at once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that just that doesn't fit how I do email. I do email the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I can see that being frustrating.
All right, listeners, because we're out of time, we're going to have to wrap up. But what I want to know is what apps are you using as alternatives to mail and calendar and reminders? And we're going to come back and talk about Safari another time. But I have a feeling that one's going to get more involved because I get really weird with web browsers. So let me know what apps are you using, and we'll have to add them to the list. So let me know what you're using for mail, for calendar, and for reminders alternatives. You can let me know on the Twitters. That would be at TMO Daily. You can shoot me an email. That would be observations@macobserver.com. And of course, you can leave comments in the show notes. I'll be looking at all those places. And what I'm hoping is that you will toss out an app that I haven't tried yet, and it will catch my eye, and I'll be like, oh, I need to check this one out too. So let me know. And yeah, we're really out of time. So Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Jeff, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
And Eero, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, Eero.com. Pick out the Eero kit that you want. Get the one that I have. I really like it. It has the base station and the two beacons with it. And then when you get to checkout, choose overnight shipping, and then use the special discount code TDO, and that overnight shipping will be free. So thank you, Eero. Listeners, thank you for being here yet again. We'll see you tomorrow.